Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting second, the left fielder, Mike Heath. Batting third, the third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting fifth, the catcher, Jim Essien. Batting sixth, the DH, Mitchell Page. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Dave Chalk. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Brian Kingman. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second, the second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third, the center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting sixth, the DH, Danny Goodwin. Batting seventh, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. And now, play ball. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gross moves to third. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gross scores. Revering moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a line drive into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Revering moves to second. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Revering moves to third. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Page. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Page steals second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Chalk hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Adams reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Picciolo moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landreau. Heath reaches second base with a double. Picciolo scores. Murphy moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Revering hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 2 in the game. Page hits a fly ball into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Chalk takes first base on ball 4. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Picciolo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to third. Landreau moves to second. Craig Minetto now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Revering settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Revering. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilfong tags and scores. Landreau tags and moves to third. Adams tags and moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jose Morales pinch hits for Danny Goodwin. Jim Todd now pitching. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is walked intentionally. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Landreau scores. Adams moves to third. Morales moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Todd fields it and has Morales trapped. There's the throw to Chalk and over to Gross, who tags Morales for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell bunts towards the mound. Todd fields it and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to second. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landreau strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Cubbage moves to third. Wilfong moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson juggles the ball. That's an error on Erickson. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-3 in the game. Page strikes out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Norris now pitching. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a line drive towards first. Revering reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk fields it and throws to second for the out. Weiniger moves to third. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landreau who is chasing the ball. Picciolo reaches third base with a triple. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Murray now playing left field. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Darryl Jackson now pitching. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gross. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Gross steals second. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Revering is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Essien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Will Fong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-4 in the game. Page strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Cubbage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-4 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Chalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will Fong fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Picciolo moves to second. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Heaverlo now pitching. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-4 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Wilfong bunts towards the mound. Heaverlo fields it and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to second. 1 out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Landreau is walked intentionally. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Heaverlo covering, for the out. Powell moves to third. Landreau moves to second. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smalley is walked intentionally. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Revering strikes out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Essien hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman pinch hits for Mitchell Page. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Willie Norwood pinch runs for Butch Weiniger. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Jackson is walked intentionally. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Norwood moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Wilfong strikes out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Landreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norwood scores. Jackson moves to third. Cubbage moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.